Blog Talk Radio.
One of 34 be advised, Mary Queen, please, I'm in touch with the suspect. I'm a victim. The West.
21, you be waiting 172, no water warrant.
21, Roger. 2F41, cancel 2F, I'll be on our phone with somebody's business.
3, 20, we're verifying the EDD suspect. Give me a trip.
7-21, I'm touching 2 animals.
Of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network for this December the 12th, 2011. I'm your host, founder, CEO, Big Cheese of the corporation, Rick McCann. Glad to have you here with us on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network on this chilly, chilly Monday evening. As always, we have a lot to talk about. Tonight, we have a very important training, and we're glad that you've joined us for that. We'll be talking on officer safety this evening. We'll be talking about zone in, zone out, how to be completely in tune to your surroundings, and how to be able to multitask while knowing what's going on around you. Is multitasking a good thing for the public safety and private security industry? We'll be talking about that coming up shortly, but we do have a lot of information to share with you tonight, and we are glad that you are with us. We do want to congratulate tonight the first recipient of the 2011 Founders Award. The 2011 Founders Award, the most highest prestigious award for the Private Officer International Corporation, and that award has bestowed upon Ken Kingman in Billings, Montana. He is the owner of a private security agency, a lifetime member of POI, a former law enforcement officer and firefighter, and he is just someone who really is enthusiastic, someone who is self-propelled on everything that POI is doing, the mission. He has been involved in every aspect right from the word go. As soon as he got involved in the association, he has taken every certification, I think, that we offer, and he is very enthusiastic. He has spread the word. He is just really gung-ho about the organization, and I am glad tonight to announce that he has been selected as the first recipient of this annual award, Ken Kingman, Billings, Montana. Congratulations, Ken. You are well deserving of this. Also, we want to congratulate tonight Steve Hoffman. Steve Hoffman is another fine security professional. He just completed his last certification. He has all of the certifications that we offer. He is a longtime law enforcement officer, and he is the founder of his own security company in Kansas, and we really are glad that he is part of the POI family. If you are a recipient of our email news blast that we send out, then you are probably well aware of the fact that this past week has been a violent one for law enforcement. Private security has seen its share of injuries and deaths over the last month or so. But law enforcement, just in the last 4 days, unfortunately, has seen five officers killed in the line of duty. Early this morning in New York City, New York City Patrolman Peter Fogoski was shot and killed during a burglary. He is the fifth officer who has died in the line of duty this week. Now, I mentioned on my radio program last week that this time of year is extremely dangerous for both the private security and law enforcement industry because of a number of reasons. Number one, it is a very high-risk time of year for robberies. A lot of commercial burglaries, a lot of shoplifting, a lot of alcohol-related incidents, including domestic violence, occurs during this time of year. And we are seeing that across the board and across the nation. This month, between November the 26th, Black Friday, and today, about 3 weeks, we've seen more than 130 violent acts against loss prevention here in the U.S., including just this weekend, a Walmart security agent in Georgia was stabbed multiple times in the stomach by a female shoplifter escaping from the store. He is listed in good condition. An off-duty law enforcement officer happened to be pulling into the parking lot, happened to see what was going on, and was able to subdue the female suspect at gunpoint. Again, this is 130 violent acts in the last, week and a half, 2 weeks in law enforcement for loss prevention. Six police officers have been killed in the last week, five in the last 4 days. Tonight's training subject is very pertinent to this time of year and to every day of the year because we're talking tonight about officer safety. It is very important that we understand. It is just, words can't express the importance of understanding your surroundings, using all of your senses. The incidents that happen day in and day out in the field will well testify to that fact, that you must know what's going on around you. This time of year, especially, you never really know what people are up to. It is supposed to be a happy and joyous time of the year. It's supposed to be one where good things happen. But unfortunately, there's a lot of spoilers in the act, a lot of bad apples. And unfortunately, a lot of violent crime occurs this time of year. In the last 10 days, we've had about 30 incidents of violent nightclub incidents, including gunfire and knifings. 130 serious incidents involving loss prevention agents. Six security officers have been shot. Two have been killed in the last 10 days. Five police officers killed this week in the line of duty. Hopefully, the message is hitting home, and hopefully you'll spread the message. Be on guard. Be aware. And tonight, when we get into the training, we'll be talking about using all of your senses, how you have to zone in and zone out at the same time. If you're listening for the first time here on the Private Officer Talk Radio, we'd like to invite you to send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit any type of news or training events, anything that's happening in your area. We'll be happy to share that with our listening audience. Certainly, you can send in your birthdays or anniversaries. We'll be happy to announce that. Also, I'd like to share with you, especially if you're a first-time listener, that you can follow us on the web 24/7, 365. And it's very easy to do by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com. And if you're a longtime listener or a member of the association, I encourage you to go there frequently because we change up the site. We add information all the time. We add specials, discounts just for members on the website. But if you'd like to follow us and you're just coming into the association or a first-time listener, you can go to our website at privateofficer.com. You can click on the link right there and follow us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Twitter is linked into our news blog, so you'll get an immediate update on all the news happening. You can follow us on our own forums. We have about almost 700 members now. Go to our main website at privateofficer.com, click on the forums page, or you can click in at your address bar at www.privateofficer.ning.com. Great kind of stuff happening there. We've got all sorts of news, networking, videos, photographs. It's kind of like a Facebook, but it's security officer oriented. We do have a lot of law enforcement as well. And you'll have a great time there sharing among your peers. Right there on the forums. We also encourage you to be part of the radio program. If you'd like to be a co-host or you'd like to be a guest on the program, just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. We'd love to have you. If you'd like to share a particular subject, all that you have to do is give me a little synopsis of what you want to speak of, and about how long it'll be, and we'll be glad to schedule you in on the radio program to do that. Or if you'd like to be on the LP zone, just let us know, and we will definitely get you in on that as well. A programming note for you listeners who are regular listeners, next Monday, the 19th, will be our last radio program until after the first of the year. Oh, boo-hoo, I know, I'm sorry. But we're going to take a couple of weeks off. The 19th, next Monday, will be our last regularly scheduled radio program until after the first of the year. And at that point, we'll be coming up on our 200th radio broadcast. Can you believe it? Somewhere around the end of January, beginning of February, we will be hitting our 200th radio program on this platform that we're using here on the internet radio. It's unbelievable, and we're very excited about that. You can also listen to our radio programs anytime, 24/7. All of our radio programs are saved. They're categorized by date right here on the website. Just click into the link. You can also click in by title or subject matter. And they are available for download as well as iTunes and several other locations as well, if you'd like to get it from there. But we do have a lot going on. We have a tremendous amount of stuff, and we're going to share some of that with you here coming up in just a moment, and we'll be right back.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Okay, we're right back here on the Private Officer Talk Radio. Glad that you have joined us this Monday evening. Very excited about the announcement of the Institute of Professional Security Management. We've been kind of kicking that around for a while. We've made that public a few weeks ago. It is an extremely important event here, not only for POI, but also for the security profession. It will be an online school that will also be skill-based. It will be for all levels of security management, whether you are a field supervisor or you are a site manager, operations manager, or you want to be. We have an excellent, and I do mean excellent, course put together for all levels of security management. And what's going to happen is once you go through the course, it will also be skill-based, so you will have to take part in roundtable conversations and skill-based modules in order to graduate from that. So we're very excited about that. We've also been talking here in the last few weeks. We've got a number of new chapters opening up, and we have one in Richmond, Virginia, Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Columbia, South Carolina, excited and happy about those. We'll be holding several live events coming up in those areas after the first of the year as well. In fact, we have plans to record some training CDs and a documentary in Nashville, Tennessee, and Mobile, Alabama. We're currently working on those projects. We'll have several CDs, training projects that we'll be working on throughout the 2012, so we're pretty excited about that. We've been working hard, maybe about a year, on those projects, along with a dozen or two of others. Always got something going on. Also want to remind you that if you have, you're a member of the association and you would like to be a lifetime member, now is the best time to upgrade your membership. We have it on discount. Just until the end of next week, go to our website at privateofficer.com. Click on the link on the top of the page on the holiday specials and take advantage of that today. We also have a member badge. It's a two-tone LAPD style, which is on sale. No shipping charges, no handling fees, and that is a beautiful item. Check it out also on the website. Lots going on, like I said. January the 16th, 2012, we'll be talking about best practices for private security agencies, which includes hiring, training, HR, licenses, insurance, and so forth. If you'd like to participate, you can send us your information, what you think those best practices should consist of. Send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. We also been talking about a brand new service being offered through one of our friends and companies. It's actually a dual service. Command Central is a nationwide dispatch service that is directed to private security and public safety. They will be offering their services right after the holidays. It is a fantastic service, nationwide two-way radio service. They'll also be able to dispatch via text, email, telephone, and also nationwide two-way radio. And it's fairly inexpensive, especially for a small to mid-sized company. They actually will do all of your dispatching, all of your emergency notifications. It's really a lifeline, and it will save someone's life, I'm sure. They've also teamed up with a company that offers a GPS tracker and two-way radio system, much like OnStar. It is a pocket-sized device for $14 or $19 a month. You can get this device, especially for people who work alone or on high-risk assignments. They'll be able to press a button and immediately be connected to a OnStar-type dispatch center that will have your information up on the computer screen. And that way, if you need assistance, you're having a medical emergency, they will be able to get immediate assistance out to you. So we will be telling you more about this in the upcoming months. And it is definitely well worth the small amount of money that they will be charging for this service. So we're always looking for ways to bring more services, better services to our members, to our associates, and to the security industry. And these are a couple that I'm really excited about. I think that they will be lifesavers. I think that they will definitely assist the security professional in the field. And we'll be releasing more information about these right after the holidays. If you'd like more information in the meantime, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. adminassist@privateofficer.com. And like I said, check our websites frequently because we have a lot of information that does get updated there. Or the forums. The forums really is used as one of our main sources of communication with members and non-members. And basically, anyone can join the forums. They don't have to be a member of the association. So be sure that you stay on top of that area as well, because there's a lot of happenings, lots of communication going on there. If you have signed up for the supervisor's training, the SST-01 module, 4-tier training, that has been postponed due to the holiday. That email has gone out to everyone who signed up and enrolled. We just can't meet everybody's schedule. And unfortunately, a lot of people, because of the holiday, because of time commitment, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they just could not get involved, even though they enrolled. I don't know why they did that, but they did. So we have postponed that, and we will pick that up around the middle of January. About the middle of January, we will begin that again, and we'll be sending out an email alert. We're also going to have one final conference call. It'll be held sometime next week, just before Christmas. Kind of a year's in, little get-together. Really won't be too long or too serious, but just a chance to talk to everyone before the Christmas holiday. We'll be announcing that next week, and I hope that everyone will be able to join. Another hot item here, we have a great way for you to train and to get a different type of training every month. You can join the training club. The first issue has already been sent out. It is very inexpensive. I think it's like $12 a month or something like that. Join now, and every month you'll get a different module, a different type of training. It's really a pretty fantastic training club, similar to a book club. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. Click on the link at the top of the page. We've got an email here. When? Wants to know, yes, we will be posting our schedule of seminars coming up right after the holidays. We have a number of seminars scheduled. In fact, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, I believe it's the 5th of January. I'll be in Richmond, and we've got a number of other locations in January that we will be at. So if your company or you and a group of other security officers would like to schedule some type of training, just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will be happy to get back with you and schedule that in for you. We would like some information if there's anyone out there who uses LPRs. We are putting together some information on how LPRs are used in the private security field, what type of companies are using them, and for what purpose. LPRs are license plate readers. They're mounted on vehicles or stationary on walls, posts, and other locations to monitor traffic and to read license plates and run them through a database to see if they may be wanted, stolen, a vehicle, a trespasser. And we know of another number of companies actually using them, especially shopping malls. Now, in order to use them in a instant NCIC type method, police database, you have to be connected through a law enforcement agency that has access to NCIC. So if your company does have that connection, if you do have that law enforcement cooperation and use of your LPR, please send me an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. I'd like to speak with you a little bit about how you're using it and the results as we are putting together a study. Again, that's for LPRs, license plate readers, either stationary or mobile units. And we will give you the results of this sometime in the early spring once everything is completely compiled and put together. Boy, like I said, we've always got something going on, don't we? Some people, in fact, have said that we just have too much going on. Some people say that we have too much on our website. They get lost. Some people say we have too much happening in our forums, too much information in the news. There's no other organization, association, quite like Private Officer International. There's no other organization or association for the private security, public safety, or private police industry that has as much networking, training, services, products, and information as we do. And that is just that. It's a fact. We are a cutting-edge service, and we are glad to do that. Glad to be the leader in the industry. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Got a couple of questions here from one of our members, and we will answer that coming up here in about 2 minutes.
Sideways, cracked a brick when you hit the wall. Yeah, so you didn't do your best. It pulled you down faster than a sunset. Hey, it happens to us all. When the cold hard rain just won't quit and can't see your way out of it, you find your faith has been lost and shaken. Here's your chance.
Was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Rick McCann. We're going to head over to the news desk right quick, as they say here in the South, and we're going to look at a couple of news items, breaking news here. Very interesting story out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A number of strangers decided to walk into the Big K Mart there and begin paying off people's layaways that they did not know. They walked in with a pocket full of money and said, I want to pay off 5 or 10 people's layaways. That information spread across the country. A father and son walked into a similar situation in California. Another woman walked into a store in Vermont and began paying off people's layaways. Very good gesture of the holiday spirit. Police in Florida have charged a man shoplifting at the Old Navy after he pulled a knife on security. And Jackie DeMont has been charged with robbery. I told you a few moments ago that in Cartersville, Georgia, not too far from Atlanta, A Walmart loss prevention agent was stabbed several times on Saturday afternoon. Police say that LP agent Johnny Wayne Thacker confronted a woman who was leaving with a number of items. She pulled a knife and stabbed him. An off-duty police officer pulling into the parking lot was able to take the woman into custody. A lot of that going on. A off-duty police officer in Los Angeles who was working as a movie set security officer observed an armed man, this happened on Saturday also, shooting at vehicles. People in the area thought that it was part of a movie that was being filmed, and until they realized it was real bullets and that it was not Sean Penn, the star of the movie, and police say the off-duty officer who was actually working security was able to shoot the suspect several times and take him into custody. He has succumbed to his injuries. But again, you know, things happen. And when you're, you know, in security, things will be happening off-site but nearby that you may have to get involved in. Or it may come to you. Tacoma Park, Maryland, police officers shot and killed a suspect who is beating an officer. Police responded to back up the officer in Prince George County. They used a stun gun. When that didn't work, they had to use deadly force. Police in Visalia, California, shot and killed a 29-year-old wheelbound shoplifter after he assaulted a security officer at a Sears store and then began to flee in his wheelchair. When police responded, he brandished a knife, and for whatever reason, police used deadly force and killed the 29-year-old. A lot of deadly force incidents happening. We're seeing it, you know, more and more. It's unfortunate. But there are a lot of armed people out there. Also in the news this week, the body of a missing Colorado teen was found in a school exhaust vent after police searched for him for several days. Keith Kohu, 17, and several of his friends were up on the rooftop of a local school. Police say that they were scared off by security, but that this teen hid in the vent and evidently died there, and his body was recovered over the weekend. Saginaw Township, Michigan, police and loss prevention for the second year coordinated shoplifting sting. Officers and loss prevention agents worked hand-in-hand to round up 17 suspected shoplifters at the Fashion Square Mall. They also gathered a number of other intel on suspects. 20 law enforcement officers and loss prevention agents worked this for the second time. McDonald's say that one of their managers in training was arrested in South Greensburg, Pennsylvania, after he broke into a McDonald's and stole more than $3,000. Anthony DeLauren King, 21, has been charged with burglary, theft, receiving stolen property, criminal trespass, criminal mischief. So much for his job. I guess he's unemployed. Charlotte, North Carolina police officer has been arrested, David Jones III. He's charged with assault, inflicting serious bodily injury after his mother was involved in a traffic accident in Matthews, North Carolina, with a DUI driver, suspected DUI driver. Police say that the off-duty officer was called by his mother, and he responded and beat the DUI suspect in the face before local police could arrive. He's been arrested. The DUI suspect's been arrested. Nobody else was injured in the collision. Police in York, Pennsylvania say a security officer at Bosco's department store was bitten several times by three teenagers who were stealing jewelry and clothing items. The security officer was not seriously injured, and the three teens are in custody. It is that time of year. Lots of shoplifting, lots of larceny, lots of retail crime happening all over the place. At a Walmart in Greenville County, South Carolina this week, a woman who was shopping in the store, Lilla Blandon of Simpsonville, South Carolina, was stabbed to death by her estranged husband. Police have him in custody. Again, this is one of those situations. If you're a VLP agent in the store, what do? You're not armed. How do you handle a stabbing in progress? How do you handle a violent crime? In our upcoming LP Zone radio show, we're going to be talking just about that, how times have changed, how loss prevention agents no longer just have to deal with theft, internal, external, but they have to deal with all the other crimes associated within their store. They have to deal with molestings of children, shoplifting, robberies, rapes, muggings, stabbings, violence. We'll be talking about that Wednesday on Wednesday's program. If you have not listened to the LP Zone and you are involved in retail security, mall security, loss prevention, don't miss it. It's a great program, and we'd love to have you both as a listener as well as a guest. Send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com if you'd like to be involved. And we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back here momentarily, and we'll be talking about officer safety. We'll be talking about zoned in, zoned out, and how to stay alive.
He said half a hit of E would be fun. They said half a hit of E would be fun. They lied. Find out the truth about drugs. Drugfreeworld.org.
You're on the Private Officer Talk Radio. Who do we have there?
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Jeff Coyne from Chelsea, Massachusetts. And I listened to a few minutes of your program. And this is interesting because I do security work myself. And you know what the sad thing is? I'm just looking at your website right now. The sad thing is a lot of private security officers are not properly trained. And this is, I believe that this is the nature of the beast. In other words, up here where I live at in Massachusetts, it's very rare for a security officer to get mace and pepper spray training. To get baton training is even rarer. And firearms training, there are very few security, private security places that have armed training. In fact, most of the sites in the Boston area are unarmed, and all we are is concierge.
So, right.
Yes.
You're right about that. That really is changing depending on where you're located. Now, the problem with training is that most security companies don't want to pay for that. And they're only going to do what's mandated by the state. If you're required to have 16 hours, that's what you're going to get. If you're required to have 24 hours, that's what you're going to get. But most locations, people don't understand, the more training that they have to give their personnel, the more it costs them because
they can't charge
a client.
Oh, no, you're right.
You know? And it's unfortunate. I think that really security companies need to educate their client. You get what you pay for,
is right. The
old saying. And they need to educate the client that we need to charge you a little bit more so that we can train our people better, which will cut down on your liability. It will cut down on their, safety situation. And that's what we need to do.
Let me give you a thumbnail sketch of my security background and just let the audience decide on this. I tried to go to this one place in Massachusetts to get mace, pepper spray, handcuff training, but collapsible baton training and so forth. I was willing to pay for it and everything. And the guy said, unless there's a site that has these kind of things, I can't, by law, I cannot train you in this. And when I tried to go for my firearms permit in Chelsea, Massachusetts, I took up an NRA certified course, which was 8 hours. I passed with flying colors. Don't have a criminal record because I can't work for my company if I did have a criminal record, and I already had a card to carry mason pepper spray because one of the sites I worked at wanted all the officers to have that, but the Chelsea Police Department still would not budge even after all that. I was a member of a gun club, and Massachusetts is really strict when it comes to giving out permits on carrying firearms just to move up in the security world. The Chelsea Police Department said unless you already have a job lined up to where you can carry a firearm, forget it. We're not doing it. And
send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. One of our people will get in touch with you. We have several different companies that we deal with in the Boston area, which will train you in the
really?
FBO. Yeah, we're nationwide. We're international, actually. And we'll connect you with them. They train FBOs there in the Boston area. And you don't have to have a current job. They will certify you so that you can get a job.
Oh wow. So just send an email and they'll contact me. Is there a phone number on your website that I can call up, or does that have to be email?
Yeah, if you'll send it by email, it'll go to the training division, and then they'll connect you with the company that we are affiliated with in the Boston area.
Okay. Well, sir, I thank you for helping me out, and do have a great night.
All right, thanks. Have a happy holiday. All right, we are back here on the Private Officer Talk Radio. That is one of our callers there in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Whether you are currently a member of the association or not, we're here to assist you. We have people throughout the country. We have a lot of contacts. If you need more information on anything, just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. As a member of the association, there are about 40 different benefits currently being offered to members, and it's something that really every security professional needs to be involved in, because we are able to network, we're able to offer training services and a lot of different things that you're just not going to be able to get, you know, elsewhere. We're going to be talking in just a few minutes about officer safety. We'll be talking about zone in, zone out. And it's very important that you are able to concentrate on everything around you and multitask at the same time. We'll be right back.
Another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization, broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy.
All right, you are back with us here live on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Tonight we're going to be talking here about officer safety, and it's some basic information on multitasking while we have to concentrate on so many different things. Officer safety, knowing your surroundings and what is happening around you at all times, really is easier said than done. Having been in this business for 38 years, I can tell you that it's not easy to always know what's happening around you, monitoring the radio, reading the messages on the MDTs, doing a report, concentrating, even in security, multitasking is part of the job. Checking people in, access control, listening to the two-way radio, answering the phone. How can you be aware of your surroundings? How can you be in total awareness of what's going on in and outside? It's impossible. For more than 20 years, Americans have been told that multitasking is the way to be more efficient, get more done in less time. But is this really a safe practice for law enforcement and for private security and public safety? Is it really something that is hindering, something that is really hurting the officers or helping the officers? Just this weekend, over the last 72 hours, we lost 4 police officers. In three of the cases, police chiefs and sheriffs are at a loss because those involved, the shooter involved, was not part of the crime scene, was not part of the original call. They don't understand how it happened, how the officers missed what was happening around them.
Tonight, the Moore County Sheriff's Office and the law enforcement community are in mourning. A deputy died in the line of duty, killed while trying to arrest a man this afternoon. It happened about noon in the 700 block of Morrison Bridge Road in the Lobelia community of Moore County. Greg Barnes joins us live from the Sheriff's Office in Carthage, where, Greg, I know hearts are heavy tonight.
Absolutely, Steve. It has been such a sad and a sorrowful day here for everyone. Sheriff Lane Carter says that Deputy Rick Ryan's death is the first sheriff's deputy being killed in the line of duty. And the sheriff said confirming that death and announcing that death late today was one of the worst things he ever had to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with a heavy heart and great sadness that we come to you this afternoon to report the death of one of our finest officers, Deputy Sheriff Rick Ryan.
They are words no sheriff ever wants to say. 58-year-old Rick Ryan was shot and killed Thursday afternoon by a suspect he was trying to arrest. It happened outside a residence on Morrison Bridge Road. Ryan was there checking on a report of a couple of suspected trespassers. But in a flash, what was supposed to have been a routine call turned tragically violent.
He called by radio and asked if there were any outstanding warrants on either of the two suspects. He was advised by another officer that they had a warrant on Mr. Martin Abel Corner. Deputy Ryan then attempted to arrest Mr. Corner. Corner pulled out a pistol and shot Deputy Ryan. Corner then shot himself and died at the scene.
The sheriff says Pointer once lived in the now vacant residence here on Morrison Bridge Road. A neighbor believed Pointer had emotional problems and says he once told her he would rather die than go to jail.
I said, what are you doing? Why are you always ducking and hiding? And he says, well, before I go to jail again, I'll kill myself.
Sheriff Carter says Deputy Ryan never got a chance to defend himself. The shock and sadness of this tragedy reflected on the faces of these young deputies who realize now it could have been one of them.
And when they put that badge on every morning, ain't no telling if they'll get home tonight.
And Sheriff Carter called his fallen deputy the finest of the finest.
A simple call, even a type of call that you and I respond to frequently, a trespasser, a suspicious person, middle of the day, 3:15 in the afternoon. Who would suspect that a call like that would end in the death of an officer. There is no time of day or night. There is no hour. No way of being sure when a suspect will be the one who pulls the weapon.
Today, the Virginia Tech community lost one of its guardians. At approximately 12:15 this afternoon, a Virginia Tech police officer conducted a traffic stop on an individual in the Coliseum parking lot near McComas Hall. During that traffic stop, our communications interacted with the officer, checking on his welfare, which he confirmed was positive. Shortly thereafter that, dispatch was unable to make contact with the officer. Shortly before 12:30 p.m., Virginia Tech Police received its first call advising that they had witnessed a subject approach the officer and fire a weapon at the officer and then leave the scene. Virginia Tech Police responded to the scene where they found the officer who had suffered a gunshot. We requested immediate assistance of local law enforcement agencies. Local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies responded immediately to the campus to assist in locating the gunman and taking them into custody. At approximately 1 p.m., an officer observed a suspicious subject in the I lot off of Duck Pond Road, and upon returning to that area to make contact with the subject, found them deceased of a gunshot wound. All of the responding agencies have continued to search throughout the campus area for any ongoing threat.
So let me set this scenario up for you, in case you didn't read it, in case you haven't heard about it. Thursday of last week, Virginia Tech police officer on routine patrol of Virginia Tech University property in the small town of Blacksburg, Virginia, located between Roanoke and Richmond, off rural Interstate 81. Population of the surrounding city, just around 40,000 people. This is the same campus that 4 years ago had a mass shooting, a massacre of more than 30 people. The officer made a traffic stop in the early afternoon between 12 and 2. By all accounts, it was a routine traffic stop. He was dealing with the offender on the traffic stop. When all of a sudden, witnesses now say, in what police are calling a baffling attack, a gunman walked up to the patrol officer's vehicle, to the driver's side, without word, fired three times into the vehicle, shooting the officer in the head. The suspect, 22-year-old Ross Truitt Ashley, was not a student of Virginia Tech, did not live in the immediate area of the university, was not involved in the traffic stop, either as a passenger or the driver of the vehicle. He had nothing to do with this traffic offense. Out of the blue, presto, almost like he appeared magically at the officer's door, before the officer, Derek Krause, had a chance to pull his weapon, had a chance to defend himself. And then, as quickly as he appeared, witnesses say he disappeared onto the campus into another parking lot. Police found him about an hour later. He had changed his clothing and committed suicide. The 39-year-old police officer from Virginia Tech was killed for no reason. The suspect was not involved in the crime, was not involved in the car stop, was not involved in any way. Law enforcement say they're baffled. They don't understand why. What caused this man to do this heinous crime? We've all sat in a car on duty. Some of us have run code, been in pursuits. Some of us know the noise, the distractions. We know what it's like to try to do 5, 6, 7, 8 things at once. Sometimes it gets too much.
14821 Cumberland Drive, Cross Trail, Layton Place in August Lane, Severance 354, Delta 5, Special to Mid-Hill, Robinson, Idlewild, and Flow Store, LA 1821.
We have so much going on around us that sometimes it's hard to focus. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. I don't know what happened in this situation. How did the officer not see the man walk up to his car? Was he involved in running the original traffic violator through the computer? Was he talking on the two-way? We don't know. Maybe we'll never know. Computers, two-way radios, cell phones, music blaring in the background, sirens, lights flashing. So much to take in all at one time. Multitasking, maybe it's not the best thing to do, especially when you are trying to focus on a suspect or a subject. And yet, we need to know what's going on around us at the same time for our own safety, our own well-being. We have to use all of the senses that we have, our vision, our hearing, our smell, our peripheral vision. Many people have tunnel vision. I know of folks that will get involved in watching a movie, get involved in playing a video game, get involved in reading a book, or maybe they're just off in their own little world. You can be talking to them and they're going, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, are you listening? Uh-huh, yeah, did you hear what I said? Uh-huh. You ask them something 5 minutes later, they don't know what you said. They don't remember because they heard, but they didn't process it in. And sometimes in our industry, in our field, in our positions, we're so used to all of the white noise around us, the sirens, the people, the traffic, that we don't really process what's happening until it's too late, until a person has walked up on us, until the gunfire, until something major happens, and then it's too late. We have got to be on our guard at all times, in all situations, no matter what we're involved in. We might think, well, all of those fancy, you know, doodads is what the police have. We don't have that in the security industry. Yes, we do. And we're getting it more and more and more. We're becoming more and more high-tech and more police-like every day. These are just two ads that I picked out of two different security company Yellow Page ads. This security agency advertises patrol services, marked patrol vehicles with technology, including GPS, in-car radar unit, video camera system, two-way radio, cellular phone, mapping system, in-car reporting system, light bar, and siren. Look at all that electronics. Look at all that equipment that we have to use while concentrating on everything happening around us. Our patrol cars these days are stuffed with the latest cutting-edge equipment, allowing officers to be much more efficient. And sometimes it's very distracting. This Yellow Page ad from a company in California says our police-style cars include computers, two-way radios, GPS, light bars, dash cam, video, which allows officers to film all activity, radios. They've got it all the bells and whistles. But while we're doing all that, while we're operating all that equipment, driving, listening, focusing, we also have to be able to use all of our senses and understand and process what it is that's happening around us. How can you possibly focus on 15 different pieces of electronics flashing and squawking and captivating your attention all at the same time and know what's happening around you? Know what that person across the street is about to do. See the person coming up to the right of you. See the people to the left of you. How do you feel? How are you able to process all of that at one time? Police officers look down. Security officers look down and over to their MDTs, to their mobile data units. They look over to their computers. They're punching in information while their head is down. While they're looking at the license and trying to transcribe that information into the computer, how can you possibly see what is going on around you, to the left of you, the right of you, the rear of you, the front of you? How can you pay attention? How can you concentrate in the back of all of that while all of that is happening? You also have a whole bunch of other stuff happening.
14821 Cumberland Drive.
You've got radio.
Place in August Lane, Bedburn Street 54, GL 5. Special to the Hill, Robinson, Idlewild, and Closedor.
You got cell phones. You got people talking. You got traffic noise. On top of that, you've got the radio playing. How can you pay attention? Time and time again, I see officers, both private and public, sitting in the car, stereo on, listening to the two-way radio, writing a report, overhead lights on in the middle of the night. Guess what? You are a target, a sitting duck. There's no way that you're able to focus 100% and process 100% all the sounds, all the smells, all of the stuff happening around you. No way. No way. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things happen.
Lethal ambush.
This was clearly targeted at the police. Absolutely.
Four officers in full uniform shot dead on a Sunday morning at a coffee shop.
I feel like it's been worked on right now. Horrible.
A targeted attack, the work of a lone gunman.
Nearly a month after the cold-blooded murder of a Seattle officer, Timothy Brenton, a renewed sense of fear.
They're supposed to protect us. And for somebody to do it, it's wrong.
A sickening feeling that a killer is on the loose.
And we have complete Team 4 coverage of this tragic shooting tonight.
Our reporters are standing by with the very latest on the investigation, an interview with the coffee shop owner, and a growing memorial tonight for the Lakewood officers.
We start with Cover 4's Ray Lane live in Parkland, where the officers were killed this morning. Ray?
Casey and Sabre, this has been a very shocking, sobering day out here. Three of the officers were men, one was a woman, and one of the four was a sergeant. They were part of a patrol unit for the Lakewood Police Department. Tonight, police believe that at least one of the officers got off a shot that hit the gunman.
Of all places, the four Lakewood police officers were gunned down inside this coffee shop that looks out on the Port Air Force Base. Law enforcement officials say the officers were just starting their work day, going over paperwork with laptops up to file reports when the gunman stormed in. The suspect might have been shot as he escaped.
There was a struggle in there, and there's a possibility that one of the Lakewood police officers fired shot. We're finding evidence that the suspect may be hurt.
Police say they need the public's help to look out for someone with a mysterious gunshot wound. Hospitals and medical clinics are on alert. The gunman is described by police as a black male, 25 to 35 years old, 5'7" to 5'10", scruffy facial hair.
Lakewood, Washington, March 18, 2009. Four police officers from the newly organized Lakewood City Police Department, early in the morning, just beginning their shift, had stopped at a coffee shop. They were enjoying conversation, their coffee, while they filed paperwork on their laptops. Maybe you read about it, maybe you heard about it on the news. They were gunned down. One officer possibly was able to get off a round, possibly injuring the suspect. They were minding their own business. They weren't on a call. There was no bolos out that day for any armed suspects. There had been no reports of armed people in the area. They had not been part of any type of major situation, call for service, or anything else that day. They had just begun their shift. So here they are. Kicked back, relaxing, having a few laughs while they did their paperwork. Tragically, somehow, they let their guard down. It's unfortunate that when you're in uniform, on duty or off duty, you've got to be on guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as you're wearing the uniform, as long as you've got the badge on. You have got to always know your surroundings. You've got to be alert. There's no two ways about it. Somehow, this creep was able to walk in and shoot four officers. Bam, 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 bam. In order to get off that many rounds and shoot that many officers, you know that he caught them by surprise. There was no fighting back. He had the tactical advantage. He was able to shoot all four officers in locations outside of their vested areas. killing all four. It was a few days, but they got them. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. You always have to be alert. You always have to use your senses. You have to zone in to your surroundings. You have to be keyed in all the time, no matter what it is you're doing. You've got to process everything that's happening around you. You can't be one of those people with tunnel vision. You can't be one of those people that's so absorbed in what you're doing that you don't know what's happening right next to you. You can't hear the sounds 2 feet away because you blocked them out. Just recently, this year, in Virginia, a security officer at a parking lot was killed. He was sitting in his vehicle at an apartment in a strategic location where he could see most of the buildings. But somehow, someone was able to creep up on him and shot and killed him in his vehicle. In 2009, a security officer sitting in his pickup truck at a construction site in California was shot multiple times. He never had a chance to pull his weapon. In 2010, a security officer was shot and killed in Alabama, sitting in his car at an apartment complex. Last year, two security officers sitting in an apartment complex talking in California also shot and killed because they weren't paying attention. They were either writing, reading, listening to the radio, multitasking, zoned out everything around them and zoned into whatever it is that they were doing. And somehow, the perp was able to sneak in. Tragically, we just observed Pearl Harbor Day, a situation where the enemy was able to fly over a U.S. area and bomb U.S. troops. How could the enemy come in and take advantage of us, the U.S. military, without us even knowing what's going on until it's too late, until men and women are killed? How could it happen? How does it happen today? We let our guard down. We're not prepared all the time. We're not vigilant as we should be. How many times have you done paperwork sitting in your car in the parking lot of your client's property or maybe a closed business, a shopping center? And you're sitting there doing paperwork, the lights on, maybe you got a cup of coffee in there. All of a sudden, hey, can I tell me where that John Road is? Scare you half to death. It was an innocent person just looking for directions, but you weren't prepared. You didn't see him coming. You didn't know he was there. He could have been a gunman, and yet he got right there up on you. Hey, so where's John Road? Hey, before you realize somebody's out there, it's too late then, partner. You could be dead. You let your guard down. You're not using all your senses. You're zoned into what you're doing, but not to your surroundings. I always do my paperwork about an hour before the end of shift, as daylight is breaking, with a cup of coffee in a well-lit area. The only time I park in a darkened area, which I do frequently, to observe, surveil, with all my senses. I never could understand how officers, police, and private security could park in the back of a business and go to sleep in the middle of the night. I never could understand how you could possibly feel secure, how you could possibly let your guard down, how you could possibly give in to temptation that could cost you your life. Zoned out to everything around you. This year, more than 105 security officers in the U.S. will be killed. We're almost at 100 right now. It's time that we understand what officer safety is all about. There are a number of areas that you really have to pay attention to. And I'm going to go over them for you right now. Six dangerous locations for you, the security officer. Number one, traffic stops. Some private security and private police do make traffic stops on private property and public roads. Never let anyone out of the vehicle. Always keep your utmost senses in high gear. Always be alert to everything that's happening in the vehicle and around the vehicle. For your safety, keep control of the situation. Be alert to the sounds, the smells, to the hands of those people. Body language. Checking out a parked car. Many people, many security officers check out suspicious vehicles all the time. Cars parked in an apartment complex. Cars parked at a shopping center at 3 in the morning. Cars parked in an office complex. We walk up on them like no big deal. Like they're our neighbors. Hey, George, how you doing there, buddy? Well, we don't know them from Adam. This isn't Mayberry, folks. It's time that you have a little bit more sense of officer safety. It's time for you to be zoned into the situation. You need to always have all of your senses working, peripheral, visual, all the time. Know what's happening around you, behind you, on the side of you. Another place that security officers often let their guard down and are really sitting ducks, and that's in a guard shack. Many guard shacks have windows on a three-sided or one-sided. Some are 360, but for the most part, not. You're in there on access control. You have no clue what's happening around you, behind you. Any properties that we've had that had guard shacks on them, I always had convex mirrors installed outside the left and right side of the guard shack so that we could see behind us. If anyone's walking up on that office, on the guard shack, it's important that you control your space, not let others sneak up on you. I don't ever let anybody come up and open the door to the guard shack. Never let anyone come up on you like that. Always go out and meet them. When you're in the guard shack, they have you in a controlled space. They have you in a controlled environment. You are a sitting duck. Once you get outside of that confined space, you're able to better defend yourself. Even if that means running away, there's no shame if that's the case. Sitting in your vehicle at any location, construction site, apartment complex, shopping center, is very risky business. Again, you're in a confined space, a controlled space. Anybody coming up on you has the advantage on you if you don't see them. Many times people have come up to my patrol car in law enforcement or security. And as they approached, before I could get out of the vehicle, I had my weapon out. I'm left-handed. My weapon was right there by the door. They couldn't see it, didn't know it was there, but it was there in my hand. I don't know them. I don't know what they're up to. I have no clue if they want to ask me directions or if they want to blow off my head. You've got to get in the mind frame, the mindset, that you are a target. You don't have to be schizo about it. You don't have to be paranoid about it. But you have to be alert. You have to take control of the situation. Officer safety, number one. Number one job that you have every day is to go home with all of your body parts the way that you came to work. So many times I've walked into a business. I've seen a security officer standing at a grocery store with his back to the window, back to the door. He can't see what's going on outside. He can't see who's coming into the store. Same thing at a convenience store. Walked into a convenience store the other day. Security officer standing up there with his elbows on the counter, talking to the lady. He don't know what's going on outside, the sidewalk, who's coming in. That's why so many security officers have been taken advantage of this year more than dozens of times. They've had their weapons taken from them. Just recently in Texas at a game room, security officer had his weapon taken. He was handcuffed with his own handcuffs while they robbed the place. The news article stated right there in black and white he had been talking to some customers when it happened, so his attention probably wasn't on the door. We've got to be alert so that we can be in control of the situation so that we can be safe. We can't protect people if we can't protect ourselves. So you are definitely sitting ducks in these situations. You are zoned into everything except for what you should be zoned into. You're tied up with report writing, with talking to customers, with talking with employees, with your back to the wall. Even today, I don't go into a restaurant or any place and sit with my back to the door, ever. It's just a thing I got. I want to know what's going on. I want to hear what's going on. I want to see what's going on. I'll have a chance then, if something does happen, to either protect myself, make a phone call for backup. But if you're so in tune with everything else that's going on, you're not going to have that opportunity to save your butt. So remember, a traffic stop, walking up on a parked car, suspicious person, a guard shack, sitting in your car doing report, standing post at a convenience store, a grocery store, or any other location with your back to the door, back to the window is not a good option. You've got to be in 100% control of the situation. You have to be always zoned in to what's happening. There's no other way to stay safe. None. There's nobody that's going to look out for you if you don't look out for yourself. Nobody. We're in the time of year when there's a lot of robberies, a lot of shootings. We need to be on high alert. We need to be on high alert year round, but especially this time of year. Remember to stay zoned in to the situation. Use all of your senses. A lot of people don't use the peripheral vision, but you need to. And be safe. Join us Wednesday for the LP Zone. We'll be back on the air next Monday night for the last show of the year. Until then, be safe, be blessed. And we'll see you right back here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network.